Yes, Kalina Sibu Seregu Yal. This is a new song with a profound message. So this is the radio premium of the song. So this new song and its collaboration among musicians from the Greater Jungle and Bibor, the artists who sang this song are Mary Tarifa, Nyaryol Methiang, Baba Guat Legenda, and also Franco. Later on, right here on the Mirai Breakfast Show, you will hear from this musician. For now, let's go to Greater Bibor Administrative Area, where this peace campaign is turning to the power of music to send messages of peace and unity. So the initiative has brought together local musicians to produce a song calling for an end to cattle raids and also abduction of children. It is part of ongoing efforts by several partners to use culture and also creativity to promote lasting peace. Joining us on Radio Miraya is the chairperson of the Greater Bibor Administrative Area Peace Commission, Honorable James Ngolala, and he's going to talk to us about the broader push for harmony in the region. Good morning, Honorable, and thank you so much for joining us on the Breakfast Show.
Good morning.
Okay, the song we have just listened to now, it's a part of the ongoing campaign in Jungle and Greater Bibor Administrative Area. We understand that this campaign has brought together musicians to use song or to sing against cattle raiding and also child abduction. What can you tell us about the idea of this campaign? What really inspired you and other partners to use music as tool for peace?
Yeah, the initiative actually come up when government of the CPA shut down. My Excellency Abu Yogan put for us actually a platform of putting all the security piece into her hand. Then it has actually come up when we sat together as the government officials of the Greater Bibor Administrative Area to come up with some plans on how we can able to restore our community on being on violence, child abduction, cattle raiding, random killing, women adoption and all this. So we came up because, you know, we, the people of GPA, we don't have access to our deepest or our farthest areas. And then we say, okay, for us to do this, and then we can find some artists to compose songs so that we can take messages to the communities so that they can understand actually what is our plan as the government of the GPA. So the GPA, actually, they're putting the strategy on issue of a cattle raiding might be eradicated. The child and women adoption might be stopped. And then the cattle theft also must be stopped. The random killing on the road, sandwiches and all this must be stopped. So that is one of our initiatives. That's because it will be incorporated with our awareness that we will be moving, and then the song can be also played so that the community can understand why, what our stand as the government of the GPA. Our stand as the government of GPA is to eradicate all these atrocities, all this violence that actually making our community not too stable. And this cause also, you know, vulnerabilities of our resources. So the community has lost all the resources because of the conflicts. This is where we came with the initiative that let us put compose songs in these three languages and include Denka, Urle, Nuer, and also Arabic, so that we'll disseminate this whole entire Jungle and GPA so that they can understand what is the stand of the governments in this particular kind of this crisis.
Right. The song is really nice. We just played some few minutes ago. I could not understand what was said in the other three local language, but the one of Arabic was very clear. The voice is really appealing, very calm, and you can hear that it is sending a message outside. So what impact are you hoping that this project will have on communities in Jungle and also Greater Bibor Administrative Area?
these songs can be impact, will find for us good, very good impact, because these three communities will understand the stand of the government, because it's taking our message. Because we in Pibor or in GPA, we cannot access to those various areas. We don't have vehicles, we don't have roads, but these messages can able to go deeper in the grassroots, so whereby I can understand the government of Greater Jongole and the Greater GPA will also, you know, working hard to stabilize those communities in terms of violence. That is what we, why we're coming up with this kind of this song.
Yes,
For us to play.
Right.
Yes, please.
Honorable James, many of these conflicts that are happening in Greater Jongole and also Bibor administrative area involve young people. How is your office trying to engage youth, not only through music, but also through peace, education, and dialogue with the youth? How are you trying to engage them?
For sure, we are trying very hard. We are very optimistic to put them together, because especially like last year when this project of the RSRSTA project, we were actually moving along the Nanam area. Also, people of Jongole also moved to the border, and we put some spot point. Whereby those communities cannot reach by the government. We have reached, and we also created some communication gadgets. We have some internet, we have some, the areas. We created some of our police community. And then also, you know, we work very hard in these three communities. Jongole State, which is Nuer, Denka, and Murle. We were joining with that project, until even the crisis was being minimized when that project happened. But when this project has been ended, so that is why I decided in my office that we should make some messages with the song, so that they also can reach when we are not getting the project. But we in the government of the GPA, we are committed to stop all the atrocities, all those youth moving. And then because the cattle, even we don't eradicate the cattle thefts, even those, you know, those small ones. And why the challenge is because we are not moving. Our road cannot be accessible. We don't have road. We don't have vehicles. But this is where we came. We said, okay, let us first send the trucks. And then when the dry season, we're able to reach those areas.
Right. And this music, or through this song, you managed to bring in musicians from different communities to work together. This is an indication that there is also a need to working together across communities at the higher level. Now, what efforts are there to engage leaders from entire region, and including all these communities of Nuer, Dinka, and also Murle, to address these long-lasting or long-standing problems of child abduction and also cattle raiding?
In real sense, the government of the Jongole State and the government of GPA, they have already agreed to put all the violent downs. Because, you know, we are just caught up by the rainfalls. But if, after this, maybe this few months that coming in the dry season, both of us, Jongole State Government and GPA Government, will be joining their hands with all our efforts, with all our organized force and everything to settle what is happening in those corridors. And that is the initiative that actually we put it. It's not only planned by our own government, but it is also from the government of the Jongole State. So we have agreed. We met because initially we were facilitated by the Peace Canal. We were facilitated by the Peace Canal with the RSTA projects. And we have more partners that actually we're using that project. And within that implementation of that project, so all the, you know, the violence has been subsidized. And but, you know, even this, if now you can see these days you cannot have much violence, because the people are still keeping the record of what we have done just last the few months in the dry season. So that is why we compose those songs in all these three communities, plus Arabic, so that someone that who is not belonging to these communities should understand what government of the GPA and Jongole State, what are they doing in terms of the peace process. So that is what we actually come up when we joining this. So, and we have the unions to support us on composing those songs and play. And then also we will go to field, to go and play it in the field. In those areas actually have the problems, because You see, the, you know, all the entire community has not had problems, but some specific spot, some points, the area that which government cannot able to reach, this is where, you know, they're lacking rule of law. And we're moving with support of the unions to that area to populate those songs, and we're also conveying the, you know, the peace messages by our mouths, also, you know, and then also by songs, so that they can understand. And then we can leave them, because everyone has a small phone. We can able to give them all this so that someone can play. Mm. This one can reach immediately. The more faster than what we can able to reach in our, with our own our presence. But the songs can able to integrate and move and reach all the corners of where we actually we plan to disseminate the messages.
Yes, and Honorable James, we understand that one of the pillars of sustaining peace efforts in every conflict setting is justice and accountability. And here we are talking about justice and accountability for crimes committed across the border of counties. So beyond awareness campaign like this one you are conducting now, what other efforts are in place to hold the perpetrators accountable for crimes they committed?
That is actually what we discussed last year, and even this year we are still on the process. We were having the plan of what is called mobile courts. Mm-hmm. This mobile court can combine people of GPA and then also two communities of Greater Jonglei State, which is near Denga, so that all these people, all these mobile courts will be moving, will be composed of those three tribes, and then within these tribes, so people will be doing, you know, mobile court in those areas, sport areas, and also they will be coming to towns. And then the government also will be joining their hand to move with them together. That is what we actually we plan to put all these things in place. So in that is rule of law. And then also the songs, that which is composed.
Mm.
I don't know, I've not heard it well. What we actually we plan to do is, because we say whenever you adopted a child or a woman or you killed someone, you will be putting in a book.
Yes.
That is what we actually will put it in the plan. But when this song composed in Juba, so I have not yet heard, so that it could be good if it could be in Juba, so that we can able to edit before we print it or before we record it. And then this is what we are putting. That is the rule of law that we put in the songs, that anybody making crime among these three communities might be brought to book. And then who is the responsible will be the government, the both government, GPA government and Jonglei State government.
Mm.
That is actually initiative come from our institution as we government.
Right. And Honorable James, finally, as we wrap up this interview, what message do you have for young people in the region? Like when we talk about Greater Jonglei region, including Bibor administrative area, particularly those who are still caught up in these activities of cattle raiding and abduction of children and women, what do you tell them?
My message to those youth is, you know, there's no the benefit when you attack other communities. When you attack other communities, you also become vulnerable.
Mm.
The good thing to stay in harbor or in a stability, to have instability, is to eradicate or to abstain from attacking. That is what I want to tell them. Because, you know, so many youths, they die when they go for stealing, when they go for cattle raiding. And if you feel like you want to attack me, you will not go just free as you came. You will still lose some people. The same thing also when you go for stealing. You cannot come alone as you went.
Mm.
But you still leave some people also there. So it means we lose ourselves when we are interacting on this cattle raiding and child abduction and all this. So it is now even our resources that we have, God gave us, our natural resources, which is the cattle and cultivation and all this, we lose them. Because, you know, when you are attacking, those areas will not cultivate. They will not even do agriculture. And then also animals will moving up and down, and now we will be also infecting with the disease. And you cannot be benefiting on them. So what I want to tell you is, please try to abstain from cattle raiding, child abduction, women abduction, random killing, and all this. This kind of mobilization and small, you know, and also, you know, the issue of the gun, that is the institution. What mistreat the youth is the gun that they have in their hand.
Mm.
That is the problem. But the issue of the gun, it is the role of the government to do what they can do. That is the national government and the state government who can able to disarm them, so that when they disarm them, they can able to do something different. Someone will not go and raid when he is actually barehanded. So that is what I want to tell them. Then again, what I want to also tell our partners is just let us focus and also underpin the peace process to support our communities from the random violence, which the natural resources are actually buried. So it means this initiative is not ended from here. I'm still committed to talk with my partner so that they can be able to disseminate these messages in this, after this now, after we ended printed this, the song, then we need to move all this around this area so that the song can be disseminated to sensitize the community on how we can able to put them together.
Right. Honorable James Ngalola, chairperson of the Greater Bibor Administrative Areas Peace Commission, thank you so much for your time and thank you for sharing with us this insight on the peace efforts you are putting in place in Greater Jungle and Bibor Administrative Area.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Honorable. For now, let's listen for this song of Kalina Sibu Seregoyal.
Okay.
Yes, Kalina Sibu Seregu Iyal, Seregu Ta Abgar, Ukaman Mashakil Ta Ikhtisab. This song is coming from group of artists from communities of Greater Bibor and Jungule State. These messages are in all local language, which is Nuer, Dinka, and also Murle, trying to tell the community to refrain from this act. And this initiative is now spearheaded by the chairperson of the Greater Bibor Administrative Areas Peace Commission to bring peace in the region. And with this, our dear listeners, we have come to the end of the Mirai Breakfast Show this morning.